Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. Good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline broadcast. Marty Terrell, iHeartRadio tuned in, Simple Radio, sportsbyline.com, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Monday into a Tuesday, and let me tell you something. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, South Florida, Sunshine, Florida tonight. It doesn't get any better than this. Well, I shouldn't say that. It does get better. How about, 2-2 going to sudden death overtime with a cup on the line? Oh, my Lord. I'll tell you my pick, right? It won't make you wait. And I'm the kiss of death anyways. But I like Florida tonight 4-2. I think they get the cup. Boy, are they tight, though. Oh, are they tight. They are, they are tight as a frog's you-know-what. I mean, they just are. And we saw it the other night. Florida's just, giving up the puck, turning it over in the neutral zone, stupid penalties. All of a sudden, Bobrovsky has forgot that his object is to keep the puck out of the net, not watch it go by him with a little lamp lit up behind him. My Lord, Sergei. I mean, this guy, we had essentially had given him the Conn Smythe. The only way he's going to get the Conn Smythe is if he buys one. He's not getting anything. So I will tell you this. If I'm a Panther fan, I'm nervous. Edmonton's coming in with a ton of mojo. They are absolutely amped. So we will get into that a little bit. And then you got to talk Euro 2024. I mean, Croatia had Italy. I mean, holding the door with their right foot ready to kick the Italians in the fanny and say, adios, amigos, see you later. Valare, out the door. Adios. And guess what? Inside of a minute to go, just a shade over a half minute, Zuka Ragni, I'll get his name, but oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. What a picture perfect goal. And talking to Dom, and I have seen and love buzzer beaters, goals with 1 second to go. Listen, I'm a Johnny come lately to this soccer thing. I've said that. I'm not going to sit here and pretend. And, I'm Johnny come lately to the party. But what I saw today, and now watching it on social media, it's just stunning. We got Tyler Levine, who's going to join us for a couple of segments. We're going heavy into Euro 2024 and Copa. We do a lot of football on this program. We're coming back.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around.
They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.center. At 515-355-3200.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, cruising along on a stifling hot day here in the heartland. I'm Marty Terrell, across country and around the globe here on Sports Overnight America. American Premium Vodka. Enjoy it and celebrate responsibly. APV, American Premium Vodka. They do an outstanding job. And by Rocket Mortgage, where $10,000 towards your closing cost is their promotion. So get to rocketmortgage.com. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. Lots to get to. Dominic Jimenez. I'm going to do a little NBA, WNBA rather, because Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, Chicago yesterday. What a game that was. My God, 9-point lead at one point. Did it go to 10 or 11? It might have, but 8 points at the end of the third quarter. Indiana had the lead and just spit the bit and lost by one. And just more, you know, nothing like we've seen the head slam and the body slam and the other stuff. But, you know, there's just so much angst there. But, hey, listen, I'll give Angel Reese a lot of credit. She had an epic game, what, 25 and 16 and 25 points, 16 rebounds. Oh, my Lord. She played well. I'll give her credit. Cardoso, though, was just, I mean, of course, she's been hurt. Anyway, so we'll kind of tuck that in later on, maybe get Dom to chime in on that perhaps a little bit. But I wanted to throw that out there. But, you know, listen, if you do this business, you gotta stack it and play the hits. The hit tonight is Florida-Edmonton. I mean, if you can't get excited about this, and this is where I get bashed, you know, the all you hockey haters come on and you can't see the puck. Well, you know what? Get a bigger TV. I mean, you can't tell me. You simply cannot tell me that there's not a lot of juice in Edmonton, Florida. I'll go through it real quick. Item number one, it's game seven. All right? Hockey, kind of like soccer, ties are not that – regulation ties, and, you know, they don't do penalty kicks. We had a draw today in Euro 2024 between Croatia and Italy, and it was riveting. So, you know, ties are like kissing your sister. Well, there's no tie. There's no tie tonight. It's going sudden death. Okay, they're not going to play a five-minute overtime. They're going to play 20-minute overtimes until the game and the cup is decided. That's huge theater. That's point number one. Point number two is Edmonton is in Canada. Now, Canada, hockey is their sport. Okay, I know they feed us a lot of nice NBA players. Canada feeds us some decent football players, actually, basketball. I mean, you know, baseball. Canada, you know, listen, they send a lot of their best peeps, across the border to play in our leagues, and so, and they're in our leagues. Toronto Blue Jays, Toronto Maple Leafs, Toronto Raptors. We won't get into the CFL. We'll leave that for our buddy Brock Hines. But anyways, you get my drift. So that's point two. And they Canada has not seen a team with Canadian lineage skate around with Lord Stanley Cup. You ready for this? 31 years. The Montreal Canadiens, who you could argue, along with the Celtics and the Yankees, the greatest franchise in the history of sports. And the Patriots. I mean, you have to put the Canadiens in that conversation with the Yankees, with the Celtics. When it comes to hockey, Montreal, the Canadiens are just massively loaded, dripping with success and championships. And so that is, you know, I mean, and now that they got the weight of the nation on them tonight, does Edmonton. So that's point number two or point number three. And then when you get right down to it, like I said, we got a good chance for overtime tonight. And if we do, you're not turning that TV. I don't want to hear anybody say, oh, you'll turn it. You know, you'll go relieve yourself at the end of regulation, maybe during a stoppage of play. You go grab another cold one, so to speak. You get my drift. There is nothing like it. I would make the argument with full disclosure that I'm going to get ripped. But to me, there's nothing even close to sudden death overtime in puck. Nothing close, especially in a game seven. There's nothing like it. It is riveting. You just don't know way that puck. You don't know which way that puck's going to bounce. And I will even say this further as I kind of accentuate point number four. If it's 2-2 or whatever, if it's tied at the end of regulation, you can almost count on this. The game will be decided by a goal that will be patently categorized and filed away in the historical archives of the National Hockey League as very likely being a fluke goal. It'll be a tip. It'll be a a rebound off a tremendous save. It'll be a guy you've never – it'll be a third-line guy who just happens to be in the right place at the right time. It's uncanny. Yes, I could. If I was a harder worker, I could sit here and go through all the history of the triple overtimes in the Dallas game, which probably what a decade or 20, a long time ago. But Dallas played a triple overtime, Boston, Edmonton, in playoff games. Let alone a Stanley Cup Final Game 7. Oh my Lord! So that's what that's my story. I'm going to stick to it. I think we're going to get overtime tonight, possibly. A good chance, but I have predicted Florida to win it 4-2, so I'm kind of playing both ends against the middle. And then I honestly think if it does tie at the end of regulation, look down your depth chart, get out your phone, scroll down through the roster, and look at guys who maybe only get 8, 12, 9 minutes of playing time, 6 or 7 shifts. One of those guys will be on the ice at the right time, and I don't know why that happens, but it does. It just does. And so that's what we're looking forward to tonight, and I can't get enough of it. I absolutely love it. And so what a night, and what a way to start the week, a Monday into a Tuesday here on Sports Byline. And then we got Jeff and Jen doing the overnights tonight. I mean, it's just they're going to have a blast talking about this. They're going to have an absolute three-ring circus to talk about it. And what was the weekend like? Hey, listen, the weekend was great. And, oh, by the way, Wimbledon. You know, the fortnight begins. You got Wimbledon. We got July 4th right around the corner. We're into our second full week of summer. You know, you got the Yankees who got cooled off here a little bit this weekend. But you've got, Boston. The Red Sox are showing a little life. And then you've got, Philadelphia. They even, I watched them this weekend. They look great. They're not tearing it up. But record-wise, they are. And how about the Cleveland Guardians? I mean, they're going to hit 50 wins in their first 76 games. Holy smokes. And they got Ramirez, the Nailers, the pitching staff. You know, when their big guy goes down and, one of their aces goes down, other guys are getting innings and getting starts they didn't expect. The Indians, the Guardians, you don't want to take that team lightly. And so they're, I mean, this is as good as, possibly as good as that 2016 team, which obviously lost to the Cubs in game seven. Well, we'll never forget that. So anyways, that's where we're at right now. As we just roll into the second week of summer, we put, you know, hockey literally and figuratively on ice tonight. We waved bye-bye to the NHL, the NBA. We had that wrapped up last week with the Celtics. And then we just roll into the slumber of summer, right? I mean, we still got some good stuff coming down the pike. We really do. I mean, you've got the we still got to get through the NBA draft. We got to get you through that, and then we just roll into OTAs and the college football, the pro football magazines are out. And I'll tell you, I'll close out this segment with this before we get Tyler Levine to go inside Euro 2024 in Copa. It's a non-World Cup year, but man, oh man, has this soccer, has it been good? And we got so much ahead. I mean, Copa's going to run, what, the full month? I mean, it's going to well into July. So you've got that. And we're 2 years out from the World Cup in 2026. And our plan, God willing, if we're still standing upright on this earth, would be to be in Foxborough and camp out there during that run at Gillette Stadium. And we haven't even mentioned the fact that the Olympics, the trials, the U.S. swimming trials, getting great numbers on NBC. We've got the track and field out in Eugene, Oregon. We're going to have one of the athletes on tomorrow, a gal from Minnesota, who's going to come up short in making the team. But her story, her comeback story from a devastating injury is going to be chronicled right here. So we look forward to it. All right, Tyler Levine coming up. We're going inside the 2024 Euro and Copa right here on Sports Overnight America, presented by American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly. We're coming right back.
It's such a shame. It's such a shame. You already know it. I'm expressing all my pain. You know I'm a poet. When you're sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. I used to heat your body.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline, broadcast of Sports Overnight America. The sports of the show brought to you by Mercedes-Benz and the Mercedes-Benz Northeast and that Dealers Association. They were wonderful during our Celtics championship run. But now it's time to turn our attention to Euro 2024 and Copa. Hey, listen, summertime, Wimbledon's getting underway. We're just getting ready for the Olympics. We're going to see an end to the Stanley Cup. And you know what's funny, Tyler? You're down in South Florida, and I know you came on, and we're going to do soccer, but I got to do hockey with you here at the get-go. Welcome aboard, Tyler Levine. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you? Very excited for this game tonight.
Yeah, give me a quick hit on this game. What do you think?
I mean, I'm going for the Oilers. For historical purposes, but I think that the Panthers have to take it home. Beating someone four times in a row is pretty difficult to do, especially at this level. And just having been in this building before, I know it's going to be rocking tonight. So my gut would tell me that the Panthers will get it done, but my heart wants McDavid to get this one.
How did the Panthers get themselves in this position, being up 3-0 and now finding themselves literally singing for their supper? I mean, this would be a cataclysmic collapse, and I think Paul Maurice is on the unemployment line first thing in the morning if they lose tonight. And I like him; he's a good guy.
They took their foot off the gas. I mean, it's easy when you're up 3-0 to say, "Hey, you know, we lose game four; it is what it is. We're going back home, yada yada." But it seems like they lost a little bit of focus, and you know, momentum is a crazy thing. And going back to Edmonton definitely was going to be a pretty tall task to take care of. But you know, we'll see what happens here in game seven. But yeah, it would be pretty crazy. I will say that probably one of the crazier things that I've ever seen in you know all my years of watching sports.
Yeah, Tyler Levine. Let's switch over. Tyler, go inside soccer. We're getting a nice stable of soccer analysts here on this network and this program. I feel very blessed. And Tyler, we welcome you and your knowledge and your passion. Luka Modric, boy, it's been a rough week for Lukas. Luka Doncic had a rough week, and I feel bad for Luka Modric in Croatia. I don't know if it's official that they're out. I think it's pretty much fait accompli. What did we witness today? And first of all, folks, I put it up on my Mouth of the Midwest blog. Tyler, you'll back me up on this. I talked to Tyler this morning. He said, Marty, I'm telling you right now, I'm nervous about Italy. They may not lose, but I really smell a struggle. And you want to talk about a struggle, 40 seconds of extra time, or with 40 seconds left at extra time, they pulled out a draw. Let's start from square one this morning into what developed. Luka Modric got a goal. I thought they had it, and we all know that that was not the case. What a riveting game today. Let's hear.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I mean, in the first half, Italy seemed to be doing pretty well. I think it was on, like, the 27th minute mark. Bastoni had a header that I personally believe 100% has to be scored, has to put it into the ground, get it on goal. But Croatia came out in the second half, and, you know, they played well. They're a very experienced team, obviously. They've been to a World Cup final. They've you know, been to the semifinals of, I believe, the last Euros and World Cup as well. And the experience showed. I mean, Modric is like a glass of red wine. He's been doing it forever, it seems like, and still can deliver at this level. I mean, took down the Champions League this year with Real Madrid as well. And, you know, they got their chance with the penalty, although he missed it, followed it up, and got the goal. And, you know, it's tough only being up one. You know, the only reason I really felt that Italy might have struggled is just because the lack of cohesiveness moving forward. They don't really have that out-and-out goal scorer that they can turn to get something done. But, I mean, they had 13 shot attempts, only three on goal. But ultimately, you know, what mattered most is they, you know, on that last ball, stepped up in the middle, won a ball, played it out, and a fantastic shot ultimately is what got it done for them. But, I mean, Croatia will be kicking themselves this one clearance away. And they get it done and they're on to the knockout stage. But It was weird. You'd think a team like Croatia coming into the Euros with all this experience would have been able to scrap together more than they did. The draw against Albania was obviously a heartbreak. Spain is Spain, so it's tough to really compete with them. I mean, it's, you know, experience versus youth and in that light, but it was a very interesting game. I felt from the beginning that Italy were probably the stronger side on paper, but it was, you know, one of those gut feelings where you just think that back against the wall, a team like Croatia, they know that they have to win to move forward, which is, you know, that's ultimately why I felt about the game.
Yeah, and again, Tyler Levine with us. We're gonna do the Euros tier, and then we will get a break and keep Tyler over for a few minutes on the other side because I want to get into Copa. Where do you see things right now? Spain, yes, sir. Thank you. And Spain won 1-0 over Albania today. Albania's feisty. Where are the Spaniards right now? Before we look at the totality of the draw as we move towards, you know, the as this Euro, this 2024 Euro advances. Where are the Spaniards right now in your mind?
I mean, I think Spain are a team that can absolutely get it done. They're very, very young. They're explosive. Nico Williams on the wing is absolutely insane. They're also a team, though, that has been known, you know, more recently so to have letdowns. I'm not so sure how tight they are in the back. Obviously, I don't even think they gave up a goal in the group stages. Being Croatia, obviously not as strong as they have been. Albania being feisty, but, you know, that's not the level that they're going to face moving forward. I do believe that they're going to have to see Germany relatively early, which will be tough being that Germany's home. But, I mean, I think Spain have a real shot to win this thing. Lamine Yamal is fantastic. Morata is a vet. Williams is very strong. Their midfield is strong. They kind of have it all. But it's tough to say, but I do see Spain or Germany personally as being the ones to come out on top. You never know, obviously, with a team like France in the mix as well. They haven't looked particularly fantastic. I don't believe they've had a goal in open play thus far. England being what England are, you know, scoring a goal and then not continuing to play the game pretty much. But Spain is definitely looking strong, and I can certainly see them being a huge, huge, huge problem for whoever they come up against just due to the potency of their attack.
Quick Skype message here. Someone saying, you know, Spain's goaltender's been shaky. I wouldn't know. You would. David Raya, I don't know who he is. He's from Barcelona. He's a veteran player. He's in his late 20s. Is that a knock on them? And some people said, you know, Spain just is inconsistent. I mean, I'm just going by what these people are saying. Let me hear your response.
Yeah. No, that's 100% accurate. I mean, David Raya, he's a player for Arsenal currently. He was at Brentford earlier. He tends to make these, like, weird... He's a very strong shot stopper in certain instances. He had a couple blips during the season with Arsenal, but that's part of why I said, the concern for Spain isn't that they can't score goals or they won't be able to move the ball forward. It comes at the back. And the goalkeeper having tendencies to, you know, make these little mistakes at this level, at this stage, one mistake can get you knocked out here. I mean, he blasted the ball into the back of Laporta. Luckily, went right back into his hands, early in the first half of this game. But again, like, those things are going to come back to bite you if they happen. And you see, you know, almost the opposite with Italy when they played Spain. I mean, their goalie kept them in the game to some degree, and they really had a chance to tie it up. I don't think they really deserved a win by any means, but Donnarumma is obviously fantastic, and what they were speaking about in terms of the shakiness of David Raya is 100% accurate. I mean, you saw it all year in his league play at Arsenal, so we'll see how that shakes out.
All right, Tyler, we got a couple more minutes here. When you look ahead to tomorrow, we got a pair of 11 o'clock games and a pair of 2 o'clock games. What jumps off the page? I mean, England, Slovenia, Denmark, Serbia, Netherlands, Austria, probably the best game of the day would be Denmark and Serbia and then France and Poland. And Poland's out, right? I thought they were out.
Poland is out. I mean, what jumps off, there's a couple things that I'm really interested in. England, obviously, I mean, if they, for whatever reason, do not make it through, if they lose this game and for whatever reason, don't finish it, honestly, at the top of the group, I think it's a major disappointment. I mean, at this point, I think Southgate might be wearing a helmet when he rides the Peloton in his living room. I don't know what happens with them, but you know, they score a goal, and if you look at their positioning after scoring, they're pretty much standing at the top of their 18. So I'm very intrigued to see what goes on there. I've been seeing reports that Trent Alexander-Arnold will not be in the midfield, which seems like that experiment did not work out. He's had bright moments, but just doesn't seem like the guy, especially considering Cole Palmer and Kobbie Mainoo are sitting on the bench, two young studs who absolutely killed it during the season for their respective clubs. I think personally what the game of the day will be is Netherlands and Austria. Austria are a team that, you know, when you look at it on paper, everyone sees the Netherlands and they get all excited. They're, you know, a huge country with a ton of success in their history. But Austria they're a gritty team, and they have a coach that has a system that they've seemed to have bought into. Ralf Rangnick being their manager, the Gegenpress is it's a style of play that he is, you know, known as the godfather for. And they're a tricky team. They have good players, and, you know, more than anything, I think they have belief. And, you know, much like France, the Netherlands, they have gotten the results that they've needed to thus far. They have a win, they have a draw, but they haven't looked particularly strong. Do I think that the Netherlands deserve to be favorites? Absolutely. But, I would keep my eyes on that game for sure. And I think that France should have no problem with Poland, Poland already being eliminated.
Yep. All right, listen, you sit tight. We'll do some Copa on the other side. And, again, Stanley Cup Final Game 7. Tyler Levine with us here, again, presented by American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly. I'm Marty Terrell with Tyler Levine. We're going inside Euro 2024. Copa's up next here on Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153, 800-943-2153, 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, talking the world of sports here, and we're talking a lot of soccer. Euro 2024, Italy, Croatia, 1-1 tie, riveting. You'll see it on SportsCenter. You'll see it everywhere. You'll hear it about it throughout the overnight here. Marty Terrell here. Tyler Levine is joining us. We're going to keep him as long as he'll stay with us, man. This is great. He's really, really carving, giving us great X's and O's. Give me an overview right now on Copa, and boy, Messi mania is going to hit your backyard in South Florida tomorrow night, huh?
Yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, obviously, Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, those are probably the favorites.
Yep.
You know, Argentina kicked off against Canada. They did really well. They probably could have had five or six in the goal. You know, Messi had a couple mishaps, which you don't really say too often. And to be fair to Canada, they had their fair share of chances as well. But, you know, that's the thing about these great teams is that for some reason you just can't find a way to get it done. And, you know, that's ultimately what happened in that 2-0 win. Brazil have a super strong squad, ton of options, ton of depth, which is huge going into tournaments like this where, you know, yellow cards become a factor with suspensions and injuries, yada, yada. We saw the U.S. play last night. You know, I'll never complain about a 2-0 win, but, you know, the criticism has been they go up and lack that killer instinct and can't really put teams away. I think that, you know, from a fan's perspective, we would have liked to see three or four. We did have one called off of a, you know, a beautiful play. Uruguay got off with a 3-1 win last night, as expected. Darwin Nunez scoring a goal after having what feels like 100 chances and seems to be a theme for him at the club level as well with Liverpool. But I'm excited. You know, the Euros is more of like going and seeing, you know, Mozart live, a beautiful composition and things flowing, and it's beautiful. And it seems like the Copa is like a 3 a.m. bar fight where people are just knocking each other out, and it's mayhem. But it's a really nice balance having both. I mean, normally this time of year, sports are a little bit dry, you know, with just baseball going on, which isn't terrible, but it's certainly been nice to have some games kicking off at 9 a.m. and going through until, you know, the midnight hour.
Yeah, no question. Again, Tyler Levine. Tyler, Messi, Inter Miami, I mean, this is huge, obviously. Give me your take on a little crossover out of Copa to the MLS for a minute because, you know, they stack up those games left and right. I enjoy it, but not as much as the EPL, obviously. But is the MLS, because of the Messis of the world and Beckham and the other big names, are we still we got a ways to go? I mean, the growth has been unbelievable. We'll get back to Copa, yeah. And then I got one more thing on Euro 2024 before we close it out. But give me your take on MLS. Let's hear.
Yeah, so I mean, I think the MLS has come a long way. I mean, I remember growing up, it was something that really wasn't talked about too much until Beckham came over. And, you know, it has this reputation and stigma of being the, you know, retirement league for the so-and-so, you know, big-name pros. But, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that most of the, you know, the U.S. men's national team players, you know, are starting to go overseas. But, you know, I think personally it will be tough for the MLS to ever catch up, for lack of a better term, to these bigger leagues just because of the development system that we have over here in the States versus how, you know, things are overseas in Europe. You know, kids stop going to school and, you know, their main focus is, you know, playing soccer from the age of 12. I mean, Messi moved to Barcelona at 13 and was, you know, in their starting lineups 4 years later. And, you know, you don't see that too much here. And there's a lot more of an emphasis on being a multi-sport athlete, which I think that has kind of died down over the last 10 years or so, where, you know, kids are starting to really focus and hone in on one particular thing. But I think the MLS is good. And it's definitely gained a lot more quality over the years, you know, regardless of these big name players coming over like the Messis of the world. But I think it's great for people to get exposure to that level of skill and that quality of play. But more importantly, the standards that are set by the Busquets and the Messis and the Beckhams and the Kakas of the world, coming over to the MLS. And I'm certainly excited for the landscape moving forward for the league.
You know how I judge, Tyler, you know how I judge the importance and the significance of a league or a sport? I call it my devastation meter. And today, did you see the picture? They did a great job. Fox did a great job. Did you see when Italy tied it? Did you see the shot of the woman in like the second row? Did you see the look on her face? I mean, crushed. Croatian woman. Just absolutely crushed. We see this in college football. Yeah. We see it. You know what I'm saying? It's like a devastation
100%.
Factor. Well, did you see that poor woman? I mean, she was crushed. Absolutely crushed.
And it's crazy because, having been overseas and going to these games, I mean, I'll never forget my first, EPL game, Manchester United versus Chelsea in Manchester. And, I attribute that to why I'm so obsessed with these, the European leagues, the Champions League. I mean, I follow absolutely everything, and it's because there's just a different level of passion that comes from that. And it's something that I think, is a huge reason why, going back to the MLS, thing is, people don't have that built-in passion. We have it for, football and baseball and college basketball and all that stuff, but it's not even to the level of what they experience and what it means to these countries and these national teams. And even at the club level, I mean, you look at the fans of Madrid or Barcelona or Bayern Munich, United, Chelsea, it's their life almost. It's all they care about. The world stops on Saturday and Sunday when their teams are playing. And you don't experience that over here as much.
Yeah, we do with the NFL, but when I saw that woman today, I mean, my heart went out to her. I mean, that poor woman, she's just so devastated. It's just unbelievable. All right, let's just go back to Euro 2024. Who's going to win it? And I know you've been great calling draws and picking some of these games, and I'm not going to be naive. I couldn't do it, but a lot of people can gamble responsibly and enjoy it, blah, blah, blah. But who's going to do it? Because the legions are sitting on your bated breath because you've been on fire. So who's going to win?
Yeah, I have to say I have had quite the finger on the pulse for what's going on with these games on an individual level. Coming down to it's tough to not want to pick Germany because they have the home field advantage built in, being that they're the host. Now, with that being said, they've also, much like Spain, have had a tendency, especially over the past couple of years, to struggle or to have those letdown games. I find them very sound defensively. They have an incredibly strong midfield. I think what can come back to bite them is, not having a true number nine. I mean, Kai Havertz is, as decent of a season as he's had. I just don't see him being the guy to get it done. France, obviously, I think that if they can figure out how to finish, at a higher level than they've shown thus far, I mean, they must have had five clear-cut in front of the goal chances against the Netherlands and weren't able to put them away. Given Mbappe being out, that's a completely different story. I'm not going to pick France because I think that's boring to pick the outright favorite. I'm going to go with the young kids in Spain to get it done.
Wow.
I'm looking at this year. I kind of neglected Portugal. I'm going to do a flip-flop. I'm going to go with Ronaldo to get his second. I can't believe I even passed over them. I mean, they are another team that they have a solid goalkeeper. They have an experienced back line. And I think that, this reinvented Ronaldo, obviously earlier on in his career being out on the left wing, he's kind of become a meat and potatoes outright number nine, where they're whipping the ball into him. They have a great midfield. Leao is fantastic on the left. Bernardo Silva is an absolute stud on the right. And they have depth as well. So it's good. For me, Portugal or Spain would be my two to get it done if I had to. It's a toss-up, heads or tails on either one of them. But we'll see how it unfolds.
Your Mozart 3 a.m. bar fight analogy is in my sports radio Hall of Fame. That was excellent. Hey, let's say goodbye on this note. Is there a sleeper in Euro 2024? Is there a team that's just flying under the radar screen where you wouldn't be shocked, but you'd be like, wow, how did they do that? Is it England?
I mean, it's tough because everyone wants to think of England as this, they were, I think, the second leading odds favorite to win the whole thing going into it. I think they always have the stigma of, oh, it's coming home. I think in terms of the play that we've seen thus far, it would shock me, and it would be something that they, they're a team that if they can figure out how to actually utilize the talent that they have, then yes, I think that if they didn't have Southgate in there and, a Jurgen Klopp or a Pep was managing them, I think it would be a completely different story. I think we'd be seeing them, scoring 3-4 goals in a game with pretty much ease against anybody. I think England are definitely a safe team to say that, it would be a shock to me, at least based on how they've played thus far. I mean, I would personally need to see like a complete 180 on what they've showed us, through two games now. I think that England are a team. Italy is another team. Like, they seem to just not go away. They defend very, very well. They, they sit in a 3-5-2 formation and they drop into a back five when they're out of possession, and they counter well, but it's the same thing. And, it's part of why I like Portugal and like Spain. They have, Portugal and Spain respectively, an outright number nine to play the ball through and to rely on to get crosses mm-hmm. in. Morata and Ronaldo can both head the ball. That's something Italy lacks. But if I had to go with like a sleeper, England or Italy would probably be my sleeper to wreak some havoc going into the knockout stages. Belgium as well, who haven't played particularly well. But Belgium, I don't think a lot of people are talking about either. But they have experience. But, over the last 10 years, they've lacked, they haven't gotten anything done with their quote-unquote, golden generation, or self-proclaimed at least golden generation. I don't know how golden you can be with no results, but, we'll see.
Yeah, and by the way, Bassoni, I think you mentioned a missed header at 27 minutes. I think he missed one in the second, too. It went high. Maybe that was one. Did Bassoni for Italy? Because I thought he was fitted for goat horns. He was going to have a long, long, long night had they not pulled that game out in terms of a 1-1 draw. Did he miss two headers, Bassoni, for Italy real quick? We'll wrap up on that.
I'm not 100% sure on the second one. I wasn't fixed eyes to the television. I had some stuff going on throughout the day, but I do remember I took out my phone and wrote down in my phone notes, 27th minute, the Stoney header, how do you miss the frame, and you have to put it on goal. I mean, it's those are the things that can come back to bite you, but thankfully for Italy and their fans, they were able to get it done with, the last kick of the game.
Yeah, I think Bassoni missed one at either 67 or 77, too. It went high. It was a right corner, to the left of the goaltender, so I'll call it a left corner kick, and it was perfectly placed. And the commentator said, he never misses that. He never misses it, and it went high. Listen, phenomenal work. We got you coming on later on this week. I'll talk to you tomorrow on some other matters. But, Tyler, thank you, man. This was awesome. Great job out of you.
Absolutely.
You, my friend.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
All right, good job. Tyler Levine, he went to Western New England College in Springfield, Mass. He's a New York guy. I want to say upstate New York, Poughkeepsie area. But he went to Winnick. WNEC, Western New England College. So nice guy living down in South Florida and very strong on the soccer Euro 2024 Mekong Copa 3 a.m. bar fight. That is hysterical. That is good stuff. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come back. What we're screaming and screaming about, it's only one thing you're screaming tonight on your TV. If you got the internet, you got YouTube like I have. You know what you're streaming? Florida Edmonton, Game 7. We're coming back here. On Sports Byline, don't go away.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All right, talking the world of sports, down the home stretch we go. Stay with us after the top of the hour with the interns. We'll shift it over with more sports talk, with interviews, scores, and the highlights of a busy Monday night in the world of sports into Tuesday morning. We look forward to that. Stifling heat in the Midwest, and you want to talk about the heat is on. They are showing right now the inside of that Edmonton Oilers locker room. They look loosey-goosey. And you look at Sergei Bobrovsky, he just looks like, he's got that just deer in the headlights look. And now they're wheeling in the Stanley Cup. And did they give out a Conn Smythe right there? They got two big crates they're wheeling into. Why are they saying? You know what I'm doing here? I'm looking at something. They're looking at something old here. I got fooled. That's a horrible job out of me. I don't know what they're wheeling in there, but maybe that was. I don't know. It's pregame show. But anyways, pumped up. Very, very pumped up for the Stanley Cup Final. Game 7 tonight. My pick is Florida 4-2. But, again, I'm playing both ends against the middle. I would love to see sudden death overtime. It's gut-wrenching. It is. I remember, that Bruins-Edmonton game. You just triple overtime. You just sit there and hockey sudden death overtime is in a league of its own. It just is. It's just riveting because, kind of like football too, the ball bounces funny and the puck or the biscuit as they call it can take some really, really strange bounces. And I'll tell you, the hand-eye coordination that professional hockey players possess and do the things they do with the lumber and the tape and the rubber is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And how they use their skates to nudge it along and some other little intricacies. It's amazing. They're great athletes. Dominic Jimenez, thanks to you. Thank you to Tyler Levine as well. Outstanding work. We've got him locked and loaded. Adam Whitmer tomorrow on the puck. And we've got a lot to talk about here. I'm Marty Terrell. Actually, I'm in soccer tomorrow, Adam Whitmer. Adios. Enjoy the night. More sports talk coming up following the top of the hour. Adios.